Hello, my name is Catrice. Have you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline? If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911 or you call to find a testing site near you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I got an email today, and I know one. I tried to do something differently. I had a COVID shot scheduled for tomorrow. And I got an email that said I wasn't eligible. And I know I'm like 3 days short of my 65th birthday, but that's the only appointments they had at the time. And I was kind of thinking, well, if I'm only 3 days short of 65, that maybe that would be okay. But apparently it's not okay. Is that the way you understand it?
No, see, they change stuff so differently until we're like, it's changed different. So you need to, what you're trying to do is get yourself pre-registered for, to get the COVID shot at the county health department that you live in?
Well, no, this was at, it was actually going to be at a junior college here in Tuscaloosa. And like I said, it only gave me three options, and I was going to try to schedule it next week. I mean, I'll be 65 on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't give me the Monday. It only gave me Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is an option or something. So I could, I'll sign up on Friday. And I mean, that's 3 days to my 65th birthday. That's pretty darn close.
Okay, so what I can do for you only here, sir, is I can pre-register you for the county health department that you live in, the county you live in, and that county can reach back out to you with an appointment, or I can also tell you where to find some testing sites that test for the COVID. But I don't have no way of knowing about that other place you're talking about, the Civic Center. Yeah.
Just so that I understand, I'm sorry. When you say you can register me,
yes, because what county you live in?
Tuscaloosa.
You stay in Tuscaloosa County. Okay, yes. What I can do, I can pre-register you for Tuscaloosa County Health Department, and soon they have an opening. What they will do, they will reach out to you either through an email or through a phone, and finish pre-registering you, and also give you an appointment to come in and take the shot. Is that something what you like to do?
Yeah, I guess, sure. That's one way to do it. I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but yeah.
It's a good way to do it, sir. It's a good way. It's a good way to do it.
You know better not more than I do, so I'll take your. I'll defer to your expertise on that. So yeah, I guess what do I need to do?
Okay, and what's your county again?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay, what's your first name?
It's Manly, Manly.
M-A-N-A?
Manly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hey, sir. What's your last name?
Hello. Falls, F-A-L-L-S.
And phone number?
205-534-1724.
1724?
Yes, ma'am.
That's 205-534-1724.
That's correct.
You have an email address, sir?
Yes. Man, M-A-N, Falls, F-A-L-L-S, one word, M-A-N, F-A-L-L-S, at AOL.com.
Okay, that's manfalls@AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that county again?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay. Okay, so what I just did for you here, I pre-registered you for Tuscaloosa County Health Department. What's your age?
Well, like I said, I'll be 65 on Monday.
65?
Well, on Monday, this coming Monday. I mean, I'm 64 currently, but that's what I was getting at earlier. You know?
Yeah, and you also qualify for the age group as well, because it's 65 also. Okay, so what you can do now though is call the Tuscaloosa County Health Department in your county and let them know, you know, this is Mr. Manley Falls. I just pre-registered, and the lady told me that now it's up to y'all to give me an appointment, which it are, because what I did, just submitted your paperwork over to Tuscaloosa County Health Department and let them know that you're 65 in age, and let them know if you got like any kind of health conditions. I also explained that to them, because they the one now will have to issue you your appointment to come back in. But make sure you tell them that you are pre-registered, and they reach out to you, Mr. Manley, in your email or either a phone number. So thank you for providing me your information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Thank you for calling the COVID-19 appointment line. Enjoy your day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.